It's easy, I think, looking at negatives, much harder to look at positives, and that's what I encourage my players to try and do. And I got over it quite quickly, and we've been honest and we've approached it. I'm not saying we won't concede from a set piece again. Of course we will in every league around the world and internationals. It's a big part of the game. But all we can do is try and improve. And I just want players who are honest, hold their hands up when they make a mistake. Say, okay, yep, okay, I understand how I've made it, and try and just reduce the risk of it happening again. That's all you can do. And we've just worked hard on the training pitch, and we'll do the same today. I want some energy, I want some enthusiasm, and I want to go to Bradford with an enjoyment in the way we play and with a resilience to my Walsall team.
Mm. You mentioned the set pieces. I mean, how much of a concern has that been for you? And you mentioned the training. Have you changed anything in particular?
No, if you think back, it was only probably 4 weeks ago we were being praised for scoring set pieces. So it's very fickle, isn't it? You can't get too carried away or too down. But we always look at set pieces. Every team does it, some more than others. Some you look at Bolton, who've got 4 or 5, 6 foot 4 and a really big team. But we haven't got massively blessed with height, so we've just got to be more aggressive and with our shape. And so there's other things you've got to try and do to just even it out. But that's what we are. This is the squad that we've got. We'll still try and improve and we'll get better. But in open play, teams aren't really upsetting us. It's not as if you see teams opening us up every week. And that's why it's a little bit disappointing. That's where I talk about the disappointment. It comes from the fact that three set pieces cost us the game. And that's what makes it quite difficult. But quickly, we've got to just try and improve. And that's all you can do in life.
Do you still feel this season has more twists and turns? And how do you assess the picture of it now with 10 points between you and the playoffs?
I hope there's a lot more twists and turns. I hope there's a few obstacles put in my way, because I don't want an easy life and plain sailing. We've come into this environment because we want to be tested. I've come to this side because I want to be tested. I want to be challenged every day. And I have been. And I want to keep being challenged. And I want to challenge my players every day. And I'll challenge them today again in training. Myself and Ian are sitting in there now trying to work ways in which we can test the players and not make it easy for them. Because on a match day, it's not that easy. So we're playing for livelihoods and we're playing for points. All the games we've got now, if you look at the 7-8, they're all mouth-watering ties. We've got Shrewsbury on a Friday over Easter, and Bradford's a great place to go to. It's some real mouth-watering ties for us. And nearly all the teams we're playing are all playing for something. So pride has to come into it.